This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. Should Kansas City become more walkable? A lot of people in town think so. Many of those same people also think that Kansas City has a long way to go before it becomes a truly walkable city. So what needs to be done? Well, a lot. Millie Mansouray took a look at this issue in an article she wrote in the Kansas City Beacon, where she covers housing, labor, and infrastructure. Millie, it's nice to have you. Welcome.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Councilman Eric Bunch also joins us. He's been an advocate for more walkable cities for a long time. Councilman, always good to have you, too.
Yeah, great to be here, Steve.
You know, Millie, you spoke to a parent in your article who has to cross streets to take their kids to school in very much an unwalkable area. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's actually a common theme for a lot of the people that I spoke to in terms of not having that walkability when it comes to nearby schools. You know, it's so much easier just to be able to go down the street and walk your child to school, but a lot of people don't have that ability. So one particular source that I had who lives in Redbridge has to cross Redbridge Road to take their son to school, and it's a pretty busy road.
It's a really busy road.
Yeah. And what they were saying is that the crosswalks there just aren't sufficient in order to get across. You know, the ones that are there, they're not really enforced and cars don't really follow the rules, as well as they're not just being what he finds is a sufficient amount of crosswalks in the area, especially for such a busy road.
Right.
So that's, you know, very dangerous, especially to do with young children.
So walking to school, even that is a dangerous situation because of the lack of walkability here is what we're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Councilman Bunch, what's the city council doing to improve walkability in Kansas City, Missouri?
Yeah, quite a few things, actually. I would say it's a long haul, though. We have decades and decades of investment in what I would call car infrastructure, where we've basically carved out a lot of our city, especially on the edges of the city, to ensure that traffic and moving quickly as possible is a priority. But this city council, I think, has made a really strong commitment to reverse that, or at least begin the process of reversing that, to make sure that especially children are able to walk in their neighborhoods and walk to school. And so one important policy that we've recently adopted is called Vision Zero. It's this idea that we should be focusing on transforming our cities to eliminate completely serious injuries and fatalities. We know that one of the most common, actually the most common cause of death for people under the age of 20 is automobiles. And so many cities, and now Kansas City, have really made a commitment through policy to really rethink and redesign our transportation system to make it safer.
Councilman Bunch, help me understand the connection between Vision Zero, which has to do with automobile fatalities, and making Kansas City more walkable.
Well, Vision Zero is not just automobiles. It's very much focused on all modes of transportation. And unfortunately, pedestrians are by far the most disproportionately affected by traffic violence. And so we know that pedestrians are most vulnerable, especially younger ones. And so it really, our focus has been on making it more walkable. And because the city that's more walkable is safer by design, not just for the pedestrian, but it's a city that is designed to be accessed by children, especially who are walking places. That city is going to be more, is going to be safer for everyone. So
yeah,
that's really at the heart of Vision Zero.
You know, Millie, just to Councilman Bunch's point, I was struck by the fact that your article pointed out that nearly 7,500 people in the U.S. were struck and killed while walking in 2021. That number was the highest in 40 years, up at least 11% from the year before. What's going on out there? Do we have any feel for that?
Yeah, in Kansas City, the metrics are similar in terms of an increase in fatalities and serious injuries for pedestrians. Vision Zero found that about 50 pedestrians lost their lives to traffic accidents in 2020,
wow,
which is a 37% increase since 2010. So it's becoming more and more of, you know, something that's an issue and a danger for those walking or pedestrians, and action has to be taken in order to, you know, protect pedestrians in Kansas City.
I was going to say, Councilman Bunch, it's hard to make a city more walkable if it's dangerous to be walking, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's, I would say that there are two major contributing factors to the increase in pedestrian fatalities. And this is not, this is, I would say, more than an educated guess. This is actually something that is talked about a lot, but data on this supports it, I believe. But design of cities, so the design of our roadways has by far favored fast-moving automobile traffic, and we know that speed of vehicles kills. 40 miles per hour, most pedestrians who are hit by a vehicle moving 40 miles per hour are killed. Reduce that down to 20 miles per hour, almost all survive. So it's the speed and design, the design of our streets that encourages speed. But then the other thing is that vehicles are getting larger, and that seems to be even bigger, a bigger problem as we move into electric vehicles. Now, I'm a big supporter of EVs, but unfortunately, the sheer mass of many of these vehicles is getting bigger. Hmm. But that's something to think about down the road. But right now, we know even many of our internal combustion engine vehicles are larger. We have taken fuel economy and technological advances over the last 20 years to make cars burn less fuel. But instead of pumping that into actual fuel economy, better gas mileage, we put it into power and size. Mm. And so the shape and size of vehicles has changed to the point where it is actually more dangerous because those collisions are more energetic,
right.
And it's the shape of the vehicles as well. And so as a result, and then the third thing is really vehicle miles traveled. We saw a major decline in vehicle miles traveled during COVID, but it came back up and is actually, I believe, is higher than it was prior. And the more vehicle miles traveled, the more likely it is we're going to have collisions of all types.
Right.
And so we really have to be thoughtful on our policy moving forward, especially as more and more much larger vehicles become maybe on the road with the advent of more electric vehicles.
You know, Millie, you point out in your article that walkability is an equity issue.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to our listeners, how is walkability an equity issue?
Most definitely. I think when people think of equity, in the term equity, what's really interesting to me is just kind of how holistic it is. I think you might hear the term and think of more straightforward instances of, you know, disparity or inequality, but it really does seep down into every aspect of life. So in terms of Kansas City, you know, it has historically had the dividing line of Troost Avenue, you know, and redlining having separated into, you know, neighborhoods east of Troost being historically Black and underfunded, not having as much investment. And that's a seed of inequity that sprouts into the issue of not having the same infrastructure as other parts of the city. So they don't have the same access to sidewalks, or if there are sidewalks, they're not up to par, up to date, crosswalks and such, which increases, you know, likelihoods of pedestrian fatal crashes or serious injuries. So equity really does bleed into every aspect of life, including the ability to just get up and walk to whatever is around you. There are even statistics in Vision Zero about equity as well when it comes to pedestrian crashes. Black pedestrians in Kansas City, drivers and passengers included as well, are twice as likely to be killed as white while using or walking, I'm sorry. And mm-hmm. then 46% of crashes involve Black users, although only 27% of Kansas City residents identify as Black.
That's interesting.
So that's almost double. And it's very disproportionate. The same disproportions can be found for Native communities as well. And outside of race, there are disproportions in physical ability and mobility. So having walkability being accessible to people with different physical disabilities and having the equal equity in terms of that. So
that's interesting.
It really is like a widespread issue.
So, Councilman, to Millie's point, when we talk about making Kansas City more walkable, are we talking about the entire city here, or maybe just the more densely populated parts of town that tend to be, you know, the downtown area, that kind of thing?
No, actually, our Vision Zero approach is really based in equity and with the understanding that communities of color are disproportionately affected by traffic violence in the same way that they're disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change, and a lot of that stems from the very real social justice and environmental justice issues that took place years ago. For example, one of the most dangerous places for pedestrians or anyone in any vehicle is Highway 71, Broussard-Watkins Drive. It is, and why is that street? Why is that highway there? Well, it's because it's the same reason that I-70 has curves in it to because it was part of an urban renewal effort in the past that MoDOT and others knew that they could simply just tear through communities of color and build a highway, which then becomes a danger, becomes a safety issue, it becomes a walkability issue, and it becomes an air quality problem as well. And so with that, I'm very thankful that with that that this city council and this mayor and city manager actually have actually received a federal transportation grant to start to look at reversing Broussard-Watkins Drive and the damage that's been done there. But another issue that we have to consider is access to automobiles, and that's a very clear marker for things like traffic safety. And so we know that people of color are in this city are less likely to have access to an automobile. And that means that they're walking to the bus, they're walking places, they're sometimes riding bikes. And that, again, is another reason why folks of color, and especially in the East Side, are disproportionately affected by traffic violence.
Well,
And
just a couple
so
final
we
points here. Millie, walkscore.com gave Kansas City a walkability score of 35 out of 100, is what you reported in your story. That doesn't sound too good to me. How does that compare to other cities around the country?
Yeah, so while I don't have the exact walk scores of other cities around the country, there is research that shows that there are cities within the United States that definitely have more widespread infrastructure for pedestrian safety.
So we're not at the top of this list in terms of walkability by any means, then.
Yeah, no, there are cities such as Portland was a city that I came across that had a really high walkability score and lots of infrastructure around it. And you could be in one neighborhood and easily access another neighborhood. It's not necessarily separated, or certain parts of the city aren't isolated from other cities. You know, Seattle was another city that had a pretty high walkability score, Washington, D.C. as well. So there are instances and examples in America for Kansas City to look to and toward. And of course, it's not perfect anywhere, but you know, there is work that has been done.
Councilman Bunch, what's going to happen next on this issue? Where are we going from here? Just about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, we're investing in many intersections across the city to make them safer through our Vision Zero program. We've also increased our sidewalk budget by an additional $2.5 million. So we're north of $9 million in sidewalks and curb ramps for this year, which is the most this city has ever spent on sidewalks. Still a drop in the bucket for what's needed, but I'm going to continue pushing to ensure that more walkability is invested in. And so, also, transit investment is important as well. So, we continue to work on that.
Okay, interesting stuff. That's Councilman Eric Bunch, a longtime advocate of more walkable cities. Millie Mansouray also joined us. She wrote an article about this in the Kansas City Beacon. Thank you both for a good conversation. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.